made it to 65, welcome to a new chapter in your life where you'll have the energy and me time to enjoy family, friends, travel, whatever you want. But what about Medicare? It seems like someone tried to develop the most complex, opaque system to cover your medical needs as a senior. Good thing there's T65 and Beyond, your healthcare translator. And good thing this educational resource exists on the radio every week. Welcome to Medicare U. Here are your hosts, Andrea and Joe.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to class. Week before Memorial Day, summertime's coming.
Oh, it is. It's in the air, Joe. I can feel it.
It's so much in the air that Mr. Savage cut class.
Well, I think he's waxing the boat, Joe. I do believe he's doing a little waxing out there.
Oh, my goodness. At least I go play the accordion, but I think he's out goofing off.
I do too, Joe. We can pick on him.
We will when he comes back. We got Mr. D'Angelo with us here today.
Yes, and his boat must be already waxed.
He's all set. He prepared well ahead of time.
That's right. Bob, little Bobby over here is a planner.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and I
right.
Keep my pinballs waxed, too.
And there you go. Need some pinball sound effects.
That's right.
So, hey, I got an email from you this morning.
Oh, yes. You read your emails already.
Goodness.
You are such a good student.
I am. I immediately pop it up and say, ugh.
You were the, yes. You roll your eyes. Don't you love email because you can do that?
Oh, my goodness. It's funny. It just crept up. But we knew it was coming. So now I know what I'll be doing between June and July.
Exactly.
My wife likes that because, she helps me out. Because when you got all those tests.
Yes.
You know, Mr. Chen and Mrs. Rivera.
Yeah. Oh, gosh,
okay, so
yes.
I print all those out.
Yeah.
And then when I'm taking the test, she's got them all there.
Oh, so we aren't hearing that over the air, are we?
Oh, okay. I still have to come
you
up there.
You
felon. No, I am a felon. I said, hey, find Mr. Chen real quick.
Oh, by now. What is this? Your fifth year? You know him by heart.
Pretty much.
They never change the – watch. This year is the year they're going to change the questions.
Well, what I found, though, over the years – okay, I still get the same questions wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's hilarious.
Or how they interpret what it should be.
Well, I think passing is, 75? And if you get 76, you studied too hard.
Right. That's right. And so – it's you get 5 attempts.
Oh, yes. I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. And did we get another license, too, with the CMS?
That just keeps rolling.
Okay. So there's no fee on that.
No, there is I think it's $250 or $150. There's a fee for that. You can either, if you wait, you can take that. Here's the way that rolls. You can pay for it yourself, okay, and take it early, which is what I usually do. Mm-hmm. I self-pay. Take it early so I can get that out of the way. What that enables me to do is get a jump start on getting into all of the carriers. Because if I wait for a carrier to give me a discount for me writing their plans, okay, then I can't get into AHIP until deep into July, okay? So I don't want to wait until July to do my AHIP, so I pay full cost, which is probably, let's just say, okay, maybe it's $175. And
that sounds about right. I think that's what I did last year. And again, I just get it done as quickly as possible.
Yeah. So I pay the full price of $175 versus $125 with a discount. So if you want to save $50, you wait until one of the carrier's office offers you a discount, and then you do it later. But I can't wait. There's always other things that I got to take care of.
There is, and I agree. I'd like to get it out of the way. And besides that, okay, the second I pay for it, then I get the discount comes through two days later.
Exactly.
But that's all right. And I just went through. I got my New York State license.
Oh, congratulations.
Renewed. So,
congratulations.
It was fun. I went to Cape School.
I like that. I like going to Cape School. Did you ever do Web CE?
Maybe the first time.
Okay. All right. Because they've been sending me solicitations in the emails. And I pulled them up and I don't recall. I think I used them once. But I got to go back and look at them because they have some very, very interesting courses. And I want to know if they truly do CE through webinars, because their courses look very, very interesting.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I went, that was a few years ago, the first time I was up for renewal. And I talked with Mary, because I think hers expires the same year mine does.
Yes.
And so we both looked, and she tried Cape School. And
yeah, Cape School went really well. I did Kaplan. Mm-hmm. Kaplan had some very, very interesting courses. And really, we should tell the folks that every other year we have to do our license renewal, which requires us to do 15 credit hours of study. And Joe, myself, and my sister, what we do is we sit through webinars, and we have an instructor that instructs us on different course topics. We can choose anything that we want that's applicable to life, health, and travel insurance. And we sit through the exam. We sit through the program. There's no exam, but we get quizzes as we go along, and we have to answer the quizzes. We don't have to get them right.
And you have to raise your hand now and then.
Yes, exactly. To prove that you're alive and have a pulse.
You know, most of his instructors are good. I had one, and this year I had him in two courses.
Oh, yeah.
The most boring, driest guy. But then in the end, they, you know, well, how would you rate him?
Yeah.
And I got to give him a good rating.
Yes.
You know, but I wouldn't want him again. There was another guy. Yeah. Some of them really make it interesting, and they're peppy.
They do.
And, you know,
they do.
But when they sit and read the book, look at line one, example A.
Yeah.
I could do it.
I know.
You don't need to read what's on the screen.
I know. But. And what I like about it is that there's a lot of chat that goes on, and it's actually very, very interesting. Some of these courses I've learned a lot on what the topic is and the chat, and what's interesting is what the my other colleagues are into and what they put in the chat box.
It is interesting. And although, do you find yourself saying, how could you ask such a stupid...
I do, yes, and thank God they don't see me, and they can't. I don't ever type in, I roll.
Years ago, we used to take these courses now and then on auto sales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the questions of the people, I'd look at them and go, are you in the car business or what?
Yes.
What don't you understand?
Yes.
Am I really supposed to greet the person when they come in the door? Is that how that works?
Oh, I know.
No.
I know.
No, ignore them. That's the best way to win over friends and customers. Anyway, it was amazing. But they would tie up, and you've been to these seminars where dumb people ask ridiculous questions,
yes,
and even the instructor gets aggravated with.
Yeah.
Hung up on the minutiae.
Oh, yeah. Oh, with major companies.
Yes.
Fortune 500 companies.
Yeah.
On the, oh, my goodness. And I think, please, you know, you wonder what's swimming in the gene pool.
Well, I enjoy when we go to a couple of things in the summer. <We'll> say,
I know it.
I wouldn't let these people talk to my mother.
Exactly.
You get some really, maybe they clean themselves up when they're in the office. I don't know.
I wonder. And I look at the vehicles that they drive up in, and they drive into the parking lot, and it's not cleaned.
No,
you know, it's the whole... When I was a sales representative, not to say that your car has to be a brand new, shiny car, and I question that, too, if it's too new.
You're right. This guy's stealing. He's doing something.
Exactly.
You got to have a car that's just right.
Exactly. It's got to be a well-maintained used car, okay, that's cleaned, and he's got to be a well-dressed, okay, he's got to be not a slicky person, okay, he's got to be clean. And he's got to have all of his files organized. he doesn't, I don't want a person looking like Columbo rolling up to my door.
you're right. And, you know, it's funny your comment about that too nice of a car. When I had the vending business, it was always, especially on the commissions on cigarette machines, you're talking like a half a cent or a penny. That's how tight it was.
Yes.
Okay. And one time, I like an idiot, you know, I had a good year and I bought a Cadillac Eldorado.
Oh.
It wasn't even new.
But that's a good looking car.
Oh, it was beautiful. Beautiful car. And I pulled up in front of one of my locations on a service call because I wouldn't take it with me during the day.
Oh, no.
You know. When did you get that? You know what? They start screaming. They wanted more commission and they wanted
yes.
all. And why, I want a new machine. If you could buy that, you could do that.
Yes.
And so my father had this old Rotbox Ford station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of used to haul stuff. So I grabbed that car and I took that out. I go, here, are you happy? I go, I couldn't afford a Cadillac because you don't do any business here, and your commissions are killing me. So now I got a 15-year-old Ford wagon that the tailgate's falling off of. Are you happy?
Yeah.
And they go, well, you don't have to go that far. But no, people are funny, but that's a good point.
It is. And I learned early on in my sales career that driving with my manager was very, very important, and I always made sure that the inside of my... Because we would have ride-alongs for 2 days. You had to ride with your manager and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with your manager, and he was with you going from store to store, okay? So, yeah. So he was in your car. Your car was going to be impeccable, okay?
As clean as your office.
Oh, absolutely. And your car was your office. And your files in the trunk of your car were impeccable because that was
couldn't have them sliding around all over.
Oh no, because that would be the indication of how you kept your files at home.
Very good.
Absolutely.
It tends to be true. Now, who picked up the tab for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Oh, always your manager.
Well, that's good.
Yes,
that's good.
Always your manager because that would be, and everything was always a modest meal. We would never do anything out of the ordinary, yeah. So it would always be modest, yeah. And it was funny, but it took like 2 weeks to set that car up.
And as soon as they were gone, that's it.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's like no last-minute work was okay.
You know, we talked last week, and I mentioned this to some other people, because I love to just mention the wonderful world of Biden.
Yes.
What he says and does. And I mentioned that the RN
yes,
qualification.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny? I was talking to someone whose daughter is an RN.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, there's just not a many to go around.
There is not.
So when I explained that, and I don't know, in their infinite wisdom, what will they do? If you don't have an RN, we're going to close you down?
Well, they're
all 100 beds out?
Well, what they'll do is limit the amount of... This will affect more nursing homes rather than hospitals, okay? What the trend will affect nursing homes and there is a bill, actually there's somebody in Congress fighting this right now, that the ratio between patients to RNs, that's what we're discussing. I don't know if you've heard about that one, Bobby.
No, I haven't, but my wife's an occupational therapist, as you know, at a nursing home, and, you know, even CNAs, I mean, they do a thankless job.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They do, and what the Biden administration wants to do is because they feel as though having an RN on duty over the course of X amount of patients, okay, they want greater coverage with an RN on duty. They feel that there's going to be greater benefit for better service for the clientele, which that's debatable because there's not enough RNs to be going around. And so now where the problem is going to lie is in the outlying areas like Livingston County, Steuben County, where we've got nursing homes that don't have enough staff. We don't have RNs you know, lying around at home waiting for the best offer to come through to be hired. So we're going to see where the nursing homes are going to shut down and not take on as many new patients because they've got to have an RN on staff to cover the amount of clients they've got in their beds already. So there's a individual in Congress that's fighting that bill, saying this is ridiculous. We can't have that. We have legitimate LPNs on staff. Why is that not good enough? Why do we need to have an RN? So that's where it is right now. What happens is RNs are typically pulled for hospital duty. LPNs are usually pulled for nursing home duty. So that's where we left it last week, where we were discussing the what's the difference.
Again, well, we'll soon find out.
Yes. go ahead.
Yeah, and actually I was bringing up the CNAs because, you know, a couple of years ago when there was all these staffing shortages and all that, I know at my wife's nursing home, my wife and other therapists were often filling in on weekends,
yes,
doing overtime to fill in for CNAs.
Yes.
And so, you know, no wonder that the cost of nursing home care has gone sky high. You know, if they're paying a professional wage for someone that probably normally just makes over minimum wage, think about it.
Well, we have
and overtime on top.
Yeah, we have a real problem with the funding of nursing homes. Because the funding of nursing homes right now, the onus is put on Medicaid. Medicaid is the dominant payer of nursing homes.
It's, you know, it's only going to get worse over the next 10 years. It's going to just explode. Because the population is aging, the baby boomers will eventually find their way into these things. So I don't know what lies ahead for care in the next 10, 15 years.
One of the things in New York State, and I have a real heated opinion about this, okay? So take one woman's opinion and just let it go and forgive me for what I have to say here, but there are far too many attorneys that know how to work a Medicaid trust in order to write a trust in order to protect the inheritees, okay, the kids' inheritance, in order to protect that when that individual who has that money that could easily well take care of their own,
yes,
their own needs, mm-hmm, and their husband's needs, okay, still have a tidy sum for the kids. And let's face it, the kids probably have their own, okay? You raised them right. They probably have their own funds that they can work with on their own, okay? So they may not need that much inheritance. But didn't you work really hard so you could be taken care of? And shouldn't that money go for your care? Now, if more money went to nursing homes, then those nursing homes could actually pay a higher rate of care for their staffing needs, and there wouldn't be a need to rely solely upon Medicaid, and Medicaid could truly be used for where it's supposed to be used, for those people that truly cannot afford care.
I agree with you, and I kind of disagree with you. Not for anything. If you... $500,000. Let's say that's what you have available, and at $15,000 a month, you'll go through that money very quickly. Now, a couple things, and I'm sure things have changed. When my mom was in a nursing home, okay, we were able to do something, you know, so we had some Medicaid assistance, plus she had long term care insurance, mm-hmm, which paid a portion of it. But this blew me away. If she was a private pay, at that particular time, it was $15,000 a month. That's what a private pay does. But with the Medicaid, it went down to $7,000. Now, how come they could charge $7,000 for Medicaid, but private insurance, it doubles? I thought that was kind of weird. And in her particular instance, she went from a hospital to a nursing home. And with maybe she's going to leave and maybe she's not. And it was kind of, she was making some progression, but I just didn't think it was going to work out if she came home. And what the nursing home had told us, I'm not going to mention who it was, but it was a good facility, is that, listen, if you take your mom out and bring her home, when she comes back, we need $300,000 up front to take her. So think about that. That's a lot of money.
Right.
And so, you know, it didn't work out that she could have left. But I said, oh, my God. So she comes out. I guess if you go from the hospital to the nursing home, that's one thing.
It's true.
Okay. Yep. But if you go from your home to the nursing home.
That's different.
So it's crazy. But on that, we're going to take a quick break. How about our phone number, Andrea?
It is 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
All Summer Long by the Beach Boys there. Bobby, you can't fool me. good song. It played at the end of American Graffiti. Very cool.
Great
summer
song,
film.
Yep.
Introducing a sobering and unavoidable truth. The latest advancements in artificial intelligence have made cyber attacks easier than ever before. Cyber criminals are relentlessly targeting your business right now, seeking the tiniest opening in your defenses to drain your accounts and steal sensitive data. Your finances and your customers' trust are on the line. Call the experts at Simple Tech Innovations now at 585-999-TECH to secure your business today. Don't wait until it's too late. Make the call today. 585-999-TECH.
Inside the Taylor Laboratories.
Hey, Tony, what you doing?
A little experiment, Zach. Look what I have under the microscope.
Ugh, what's that?
A sample of indoor air.
How can it be that dirty? Don't AC and furnace filters help?
Only with dust, Zach. But when Taylor installs a whole house APCO air purifier to detox the air, odors, chemicals, mold, bacteria, and viruses are removed.
For clean indoor air.
Yep. Ain't science awesome?
Call Taylor. 500-HELP.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website, ClarageDesignCenter.com.
The Livingston County Department of Health needs volunteers for the Medical Reserve Corps. If you're an active or retired licensed healthcare professional or just a community member who wants to help, we need you. Put your skill and energy to work improving emergency response. Free education and training provided. Work with peers in critical settings. Make a difference in your community. Google the Livingston County Department of Health and email us, including MRC in the subject line, or call 243-7524.
Medicare U on the WYSL stations.
I'm gonna go back out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most.
They walk. California sun. Warm California sun.
Yep. Artist.
This is not the version that I know.
Yep. Joe Jones.
Oh, all right. You guys from You Talk Too Much. I got you.
Yeah. I was going to say, the original one was what, the Rivieras?
Yes.
I know that much. Yeah.
But Joe Jones had a cool song called You Talk Too Much back in 1960.
Oh, yeah. I know the song. I just didn't know that it was the artist. So onward.
There we go. Let's do our number again, Andrea, T65 and beyond.
Sure. I brought my card so I wouldn't mess that up. I've been having the same kind of week that I've been a couple weeks ago where I feel like I'm having a dress rehearsal.
But you don't know what for.
I know. I think it's for the week. I'm like, okay, where am I? It's 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328. No, I think the long-term care whole thing is all messed up and how we go about it in New York State. I think other states are much more open about how they address insurance plans and how they address how they cover things. New York State is strangling itself in insurance. And I don't think that's going to get anywhere. It's not going to fix itself. And Medicare is going to kill itself.
Here's the thing. Think about this. These illegal aliens pouring into the country.
Yes, indeed.
They're going to get free nursing care, free nursing home. I think they will.
Well, I think they get free just about everything, so, don't they?
I'm curious because I've seen a lot of these people coming across the border, not so much now, but in wheelchairs being carried and lame.
Yes.
And I'm like, where do these people end up and who's paying for it?
Yeah, I know. Raise your hand, Joe.
Yeah, well, there. I'll gladly take it. So, but now, I've had people stunned at the cost of long-term care insurance.
Well, yes.
And people, of course, a lot of people are asking me, they're 60, 62 years old. It's really not the time to look into it.
No.
Now, my parents, this goes back to the mid-80s, mm-hmm. I think, when they bought their policies. And I think my dad, he's still paying it. It's $2,500 a year,
mm-hmm.
which now I think it's close to $2,500 a month if you want. I mean, it's...
Yeah, you're better off looking at a whole life policy that has a long-term care rider. And if you've got a whole life policy, find out if you can get that converted to a whole life policy with a long-term care rider. You're much better off that way.
Because it's again, nobody could afford to buy this.
No.
And even, I don't know, if somebody were 23, 24 years old, when I was at age, the last thing on my mind would be retirement or
exactly.
long-term care. You don't think like that. But
no.
I don't know, would it be that much cheaper maybe?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
$100 a month or something?
Well, I wouldn't look at long-term care. I would never look at a long-term care insurance policy for one reason. You don't know if the payout will ever be there. Okay? I would look at, and the only reason why I went with long-term care hybrid was because I know I'm going to have a payout with my hybrid insurance policy because I'm going to die. There's going to pay out. I'm going to use a long-term care. It's going to pay out there. So either way, there's going to be a payout. So if you have any kind of money that you want to leave to your kids, you could do it through a long-term care insurance policy, which is a hybrid healthcare policy, not hybrid, hybrid insurance or a life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
That way, that could be used for life insurance with a paid once and done insurance, you know, lump sum. I've got a policy that's paid over 10 years. And do it that way, and the benefit accrues over the course of 10 years. Or if he or she is like 30 or 40 and it's, you do a lump sum, that builds over the course of the years that they're going to use it. They may not even tap into it until they're 80, and they can tap into it for home care. The way these hybrid policies are used, you can tap into it for home care, and you don't need to have receipts, okay? You just have to have proof that you can't complete two of the four activities of daily living. I need to have somebody for standby assist while I'm showering, okay? And I need somebody to help me get out of the shower and help me get dressed because I have a hard time putting my pants on. Well, that could be, you know, because I've had a hip replacement. And that may take me out for 9 months and, you know, or 90 days. It could be something easy as that. And I could tick down the waiting period. So there's a lot of different ways these policies are written. So I wouldn't rule them out. I would definitely explore the different ways that hybrid insurance policies are written. But I wouldn't look into traditional long-term care insurance policies. I think they've outlived their usefulness. There's a lot of really great policies that had been written in the 80s that I now see now that I'm helping people call on and getting themselves poised to use because I want to know what's going to trip it and I want them to know what they need to do and be ready to make that call. So I've had some meetings with two or three of clients that Nancy had written, okay, so that they know who it is they need to call, what they need to say, and get their doctor involved so that they know it's going to happen immediately. And they can get home care.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Now, you had a friend. Is she still selling?
Oh, yeah.
Long-term care?
Definitely.
So it is selling.
Oh, yeah.
She's selling the long-term care policies or the insurance?
Insurance. She's doing more of the hybrid life insurance policies. In other states, there are beautifully written long-term care policies, true long-term care policies. It's just New York State has such restraints on long-term care policies that they're hideous.
You know, and it's odd. And then the other side of the coin is a very good state in a lot of respects.
Yes.
In other benefits.
Very much true. Yeah.
I'm trying to think where I heard this. Probably on these YouTube people talking.
But yeah.
Well, if you're going to retire, stay in New York in terms for your health care.
Yes.
It's the best of all the states.
It is.
And it is in a lot of, to me, the biggest thing is the ability to go in and out of a supplement plan.
Absolutely.
And that's huge.
It is.
Because, we think back, you helped me out with my brother down in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And at first, he thought it'll go on an Advantage plan, cost me nothing.
Right.
But no, because later on, when you may need a supplement,
right.
And in his case, he had some knee problems and stuff.
Yeah.
And you said, no, that's a flag.
Right. You'll never get in it.
So imagine, because you have bad knees, yes. They won't give you a supplement plan.
I know.
You know, so, I mean.
A potential risk.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I'm wondering, you know, all this talk about the inflation and what's going on. And in my opinion, my humble opinion, I would say we're probably at about a 4% loss of income at this point. Your dollar.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting 96 cents worth of a dollar.
I think so.
Whereas you got a couple of years ago. Now, do you think that's going to tick off another inflation boost with Social Security?
Yeah,
and
it is.
Is there going to be a huge increase in Part Bs? Because we got some strange things coming up for next year.
I saw a hint that that Medicare is going to increase, not Medicare, but Social Security is going to take a 3.4% increase for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Which gives you some idea what the Part B increase is going to be.
Yeah, probably 4%.
Yeah, there you go.
What they give, they take away.
They do, with the other hand.
And, you know, and again, these costs just keep going up.
They
it's
do.
Out of hand, you know, and they sit and tell you with a straight face, inflation's fine.
Right.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I can't say I'm suffering in this economy, but, okay, I'm probably maybe in a little bit better situation than a lot of people. If I still had kids to feed,
impossible.
I would not be in very good shape.
Right.
So it's crazy. You know, you look at it like stocks and investments are doing very well.
Right.
Can't complain there. But
There's not money to put into those stocks.
No. And how many people have them? You know, right. I mean, I'm an older situation. And it didn't, this thought occurred to me, too. Okay, you've got your money in stocks. If I need it, it's going to cost me 20-25%
Thank
to
you.
Cash in.
Thank you.
So.
Right. you can't take it out.
No. No, you can't. You'll get killed.
Exactly. And things are costing more. We were just talking about daycare. What about daycare costing more?
You're looking, I think what I heard, it was about $11,000 a year on average per child. I don't know if it's, because I don't think they give you a discount. If you've got a 3-year-old and then you want to enroll a 1-year-old in the same thing, you're going to pay separate for that kid.
Yes.
I don't think they offer family discounts. So,
no.
Man, oh man. Imagine the first $20,000 of your income goes towards your children.
Right off the top.
And so, and again, it costs people to really weigh, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm making, you know, $70,000 a year, but 20 of it's going out the door for childcare, what's my alternatives?
And then you've got food off of that.
It's crazy. My daughter Trisha's got 4 boys.
I don't know how she does it.
Athletic. They're all teenagers, and they could open up their refrigerator and drink a quart of milk faster than you can blink.
I'm sure.
And you know what? I don't know how they do it. Fortunately, they're doing it.
Yes.
But, so, you know, I sympathize with people if you have a family.
Right.
To take care of. I just don't know. It's becoming more and more difficult. And, you know, so for this administration to say it's all false, I don't know if you saw the Atlantic Review.
No.
They're, stop listening to the media telling you that the economy is bad. It's good. People are falling into the trap of being told that it's bad. And, okay, so if you keep printing that, the economy's good, it's going to make me feel better. I know what comes out of my pocket every week. You do.
Right.
So you don't need anybody. If you're doing well, that's great. But if you're not, you don't need somebody to tell you, oh, it's nothing. You're still.
There's not a lot left over.
No. Housing's become unaffordable.
Yes.
If you want to buy a used car, okay, and you've got excellent credit, you're looking at 8.9, 9.5 interest rate.
And they're high.
On a $25,000 used car. You know what that payment is? It's nuts. Mortgages are out of sight. New cars. I think some companies are offering maybe a 5 or 6% incentive rate. For if you could finance a car for 36 months, which is hard to do. If you're buying a $40,000 car, pay it off in 3 years,
That's impossible.
It is. They used to offer, in the good old days, can you imagine? How about zero financing for 3 years? 2.5 for 5 years.
What kind of a car do you get for $40,000?
I don't know, but there's a brand that I used to sell. And I won't say the name of the car, but I was talking to the guys where I worked. And that car was my go-to. You'd be the perfect candidate, maybe. As a nice four-door sedan, fairly well-equipped.
Mm-hmm.
Not a compact, but midsize. $229 a month on a sign-in drive. The smaller version, compact version, from the same manufacturer, how about $169 for 3 years? Sign-in drive.
Yeah.
Sign-in drive was you just went in and said, here. Maybe you put the first payment down, maybe you didn't. In talking, this was back in February, that car that went for $229 a month on a sign-in drive is now $700 a month on a sign-in drive.
Oh, my gosh.
The $189 is close to $500.
How does
happen? How on earth are you guys moving cars?
Right.
I mean, he says, well, they buy them. Well, I guess, because if you're going to tell me I got to pay $700 a month, not that I could do it, but if I could, I would have to put it towards owning the car.
Right, exactly. Not to lease it.
Yeah, so we'll see.
That's frightening.
We'll see if things change. You know, my daughter just bought a brand new vehicle, and she said, it matches my mortgage payment.
Oh, good heavens.
So there you go.
Oh, well, call us at 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328.
There you go, Bobby. You brought it up. Joe Jones, you talk too much?
No, this is Frankie Ford.
Oh, the Sea Cruise guy. Look at that.
Yep, this is the version I remembered.
And Bobby, you're worse than Mr. Savage. You're pulling these, but very good. Yeah, now I can tell it's same music, although almost identical. But it's I like the Joe Jones version myself.
I'll have to check that one out.
It's just a touch slower, but good.
Cool.
Good song.
Make me scream, you just talk. You talk too much.
Debunking advertising from the law office of Christopher Johnson. One ad some injury attorneys inundate you with, what's your case worth? Call us and find out. You know, nobody can tell you, quote, what your case is worth over the phone. Nobody knows. The ultimate answer to, quote, what your case is worth involves weeks or months of research, evaluation, and preparation. Many factors go into any compensation you might get, like applicable law, who's actually at fault, how much insurance coverage there is, and many, many other factors. At the law office of Christopher Johnson, the singular focus is getting your life back on track after an accident or injury. That takes money, and it helps when the advice and legal advice you get has a one-on-one focus informed by straight talk. Christopher Johnson Attorney, car, truck, motorcycle accidents, personal injury, and DWI defense. Call 585-415-3803. 585-415-3803.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker. Over the years, my wife Sarah and I have supported Heritage Christian Services and the work that they do to advance an inclusive and equitable community. Heritage Christian Services and their staff support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities by offering meaningful and diverse experiences. Like us, they believe that people are entitled to dignity, respect, equity, and justice, and that belief is reflected in all that they do. While disability services are what they were founded on, their work extends to offer life-enriching opportunities for people throughout the community through therapeutic writing, health and wellness services, and childcare, and more. Now more than ever, Heritage Christian Services needs your support to continue their work. Consider becoming a friend to Heritage Christian like Sarah and I did almost 20 years ago. You can choose to volunteer, share their job opportunities, or make a donation. To learn more, visit heritagechristianservices.org. That's heritagechristianservices.org.
The Livingston County Department of Health reminds you and your family, be sure you're prepared for emergencies by creating your own at-home emergency response plan. Prepare a kit including non-perishable food, water, flashlight, radio, batteries, blankets, and medications to supply you and your family for at least 2 weeks. Place these supplies in a secure place in your home. For more information on emergency preparedness, call the Livingston County Department of Health at 243-7299.
Medicare U on the WYSL stations.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking.
Dinah Shore, see the USA. You know how many Chevys she was responsible for selling back in the day? And if you listen to this song, it's not like that anymore. It's so sad. But, you know, when you were growing up and you were a kid, you had vacation, it was even fun in a Ford Galaxy. But a Chevy, it was...
I remember just taking rides with my grandparents around Kinesis Lake. Just Sunday afternoons, my grandpa loved just going out for a drive. This is in the early 70s, too.
It was a thing, a Sunday drive. And you mentioned you were on the Joe Biden Highway. And I'm...
Oh, no, I drove by it. I refused to get on.
Okay, I was going to say... probably loaded with potholes.
And 45 miles an hour.
And it's a dead end, but they don't tell you.
Yeah, down in Scranton, yeah.
Unbelievable. But that's a cool, that's from the Dinah Shore Show. And I think at the end she would throw a big kiss. And 1958, she teamed up with Pat Boone to introduce the all-new 58 Impala. I love those old commercials because I know the cars. And in 58, when the 59s were about to come out, it was maybe a week before you could see the car. So they had the taillights and a little bit of, you know, what it might look like.
Nice.
But that was exciting.
Nice. Yes, little teasers.
Oh, and I looked forward to it. I was excited.
Yes.
And I remember standing in Maine and Clinton. I was going to the orthodontist.
Yeah.
When the 68 Impalas were being released, but the cars were all covered.
Really?
But you could see half of their rear bumper.
Oh, cool.
And if you could picture, I don't know what a 68 Chevy looked like, but the lower half of the bumper was solid chrome and the taillights were in the bumper. Ooh. As opposed to being above the bumper. And I thought, what kind of a weird car is that going to be?
Yeah.
And that's the year with the side marker lights, but yeah, that was cool.
And,
but even on the Carrier, the cars were all wrapped.
Oh, cool.
And so it's a different world now.
Nice.
Well, now you can't tell the difference between a 2020 and a 2024. They don't do the styling changes.
No, and you can't tell the difference between a Ford and a Volkswagen or a Volvo.
You can't.
No, it's all the same.
Yeah, I mean, how many black SUVs do you see? Like Jeep Cherokee looks like the Ford Fusion or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, all the different ones. I mean, they're kind of almost like the same shell on the road.
Yeah, cookie cutter cars.
It is.
But you know what? I'm going to give a treat to all you listeners out there. When I say these words, I know you'll get the visual. 1958 Ford.
Yeah.
1959 Ford.
Yeah.
62 Chevy. 61 Corvair. Immediately you know, you can identify the car.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't. You're too young. But.
You know, I love that when they brought back the anniversary car of the Ford Thunderbird, remake.
The little Thunderbird, yeah.
Oh, that was such a darling. That convertible.
It was cute. But as a Thunderbird fan, I was very disappointed.
Really?
I thought it resembled more of an early Vette, that front end. And it's funny because I met a light with my 61 and one of the new ones will pull up.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his car and he's looking at mine and I'm thinking, for the money, buddy, I think I'd rather have the original. But no, they are a cute car. Ford did a phenomenal job when they brought back the Mustang.
Did they really?
And sometimes you got to be hard pressed. Is that one from the 70s or is it a new one?
Oh, is that right?
And they really kept that the shape and the style of the car. I was selling Pontiacs at the time when they came out with the what's the one they wanted to bring back? The GTO maybe. It was a GTO. But it didn't look like a GTO. It was a four-door sedan. It had nothing in common with the old car, and I would think You put some of the hash marks or the little things that made that the GTO so you could, tell. Don't just throw it off the line like a standard Grand Prix. But anyway, that's my complaints with the car business. That's why I drive what I drive.
Yes. Yeah. It just seems so generic these days. There's nothing that really defines them.
You know, everything is. Even look at your television set.
Yeah,
okay, everybody's got a flat screen.
Yes.
Okay, when you were a kid, those television cabinets all had style.
Yeah.
Okay, they were
piece of furniture.
They were French provincial.
Yes.
They took up a lot of space in the room.
Yeah.
And my wife still calls the remote the clicker. Remember when you would press it and it would click?
Yes.
That's right.
The clicker.
I have a couple of clickers at home on my shelf, an old Zenith and an RC. It's funny. They ding, ding. I had a relative that had a set with the remote control. This is back in the late 50s, early 60s. However they work, if you stood by that TV and jingled the change in your pocket, it would change it. It would change the channel.
That's funny.
But yeah, you didn't hear anything, when you click the remote.
Yes.
But evidently, it triggered the sound inside. So there you go. But today... Man, you just got that thing in your hand. It's silent. And
silent,
quick
and
You could span if you're surfing the net with what you're watching.
It's just
amazing.
And you probably remember before remote controls, we were the remote control.
Exactly.
Dad, like, hey, put it on 13. Put it on 10.
Yes.
I have a 1960 Motorola combination, radio, record player, TV.
Wow.
It's a cool looking piece of furniture. It's about maybe 5 feet long,
mm-hmm.
low to the ground, and it worked. I haven't fired it up in a long time, but sometimes I used to like to watch old programs on it.
Yeah.
And really relive my childhood. I'd sit on the floor because the screen was that level.
Yes.
And my grandsons came over and they're like, what's wrong? Where's the color?
Yeah.
Well, it's black and white. Black and white.
Yeah. What's that?
And I go, change the channel for me. And then, where's the remote? Walk up to it. See that dial? Oh, this is stupid. I said, you know what? If you had that in your house in 1960, you would be a very proud person. You listen to a beautiful stereo record player, watch TV.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody listens to that stuff. I said, you're right. These are kids that, if I tell you a story, we had a wall phone.
Okay.
For a while.
Yes.
And so I heard my two older grandsons, they're laughing and giggling and, you know. And my wife goes, well, it's so funny. They go, you really talk to people on that thing? And yes, it's a fun. They were laughing. They got the biggest kick out of it. So, you know, we dialed it from a cell phone and it rang. And
oh, that's
I
funny.
Go ahead, pick it up. You could talk on it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, especially during a power outage. I mean, a cordless phone isn't going to work if the power's out.
Right.
No. In fact, I don't know if there's true dedicated landlines anymore. We do have a landline at the house. It's through Spectrum.
Yeah.
But it works on the power. It's not like the old phone. So it can go down.
Yeah.
They still have a dedicated landline. It's not... Doesn't need electric to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We actually have some here because we have some equipment, like, I don't know if you remember the Comrex Access,
yes.
which is a POTS line, plain old telephone system, mm-hmm. and it's got the ring voltage, the 28-volt or 24-volt ring voltage, which is not present on the digital phone lines. So certain equipment still needs that, and I have a security system in my home. And that needs a regular landline.
Okay.
Now, if I drop the landline, then I have to pay extra to the security company for a wireless system that works with a cell service. So I've got the phone number my parents had.
Yeah.
So I hate to give that up.
So you are definitely old school.
Yeah.
But no, in some ways things were, was different. They were reliable, the phone.
They were.
I on the brighter side, though, remember when you had to make a long-distance call and it was like $1 a minute?
Yes. And that was a big deal.
It really was. And, and when I was away at college, when I'd fly in, I would call. I think the trick was you'd call person to person for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom would answer the phone, person to person call. For Joe Santani. Well, he's not here. Okay. But she knew.
Yes.
How many millions of dollars were worked up from the phone company with that trick?
We knew he was at the airport. We had to go get him.
Right. There you go. So if you think way back, they were great times, but a lot of conveniences have come about that I couldn't imagine living without.
Oh, I know.
I know. What was life like before the microwave?
Oh, and my popcorn popper. Thank you, there Joe. You go.
My mom used to heat up leftover spaghetti in a skillet, fry pan.
Yes.
Oh, and to this day, I still love the taste of fried leftover spaghetti. How about you?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's the only way to have it.
I laugh. We didn't eat TV dinners too much at the house.
No, we didn't either.
But on occasion, I would buy one and stick it in the oven for 25 minutes.
Yeah, mom stayed home, so we were dying for that kind of stuff.
And remember the brownie that never came out quite right? It was either too soft in the center or it was overcooked.
Yeah, it would crack it like a cracker.
I know it.
Oh, my goodness. But see, it's fun to reminisce. But is there anything we could touch on? I always feel bad. You bring in your notes.
Well, that's all right. We can touch on that next week. We've got lots of things. And I thought, we have to talk about the fact that we're launching into the Memorial Day weekend. And people are going to go to what's going to happen over Memorial Day weekend. They're going to wake up on Monday and they're going to go. Their realization is going to be. I don't want to go back to work. Don't you think, Joe?
Absolutely.
And I
felt like that when I was 40. But, but that's right.
That's right.
And so what happens if they think Tuesday they're going to retire?
Yes. Well, Tuesday they could think about it, but they're going to have to do some planning. And to do that planning, they're going to need us at T65 and beyond. So they're going to have to pick up their pencils now and write down this number, which is 585-485-0328. 585-485-0328. And what they're going to need to do is talk this over with their significant other over the weekend to talk about what they want to do. Do they want to get out of there by July 1st? And if so, they better hustle in and see us in June and get a plan in place, or August 1st, then they need to get in our office for June, okay? And the hustling won't be quite as bad. Or maybe it's get out of there by January 1st, which is much easier. Okay, we can do that a lot easier. So whatever the timeline is, now's a great time to do it. Or maybe it's simply, it's towards the end of the year, we've got some things to talk about, and maybe I've got to really figure out what I've got left on my plan, and I've got some plans, well, maybe there's some of the benefits that I'm not really aware of, and I've got to review those, take advantage of those.
Absolutely, and well, I don't want to call it downtime, but it's quiet time.
It is.
So if you call, geez, we can get you right in.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we'd love to talk to you. And again, can't stress the importance of going over this, because I don't know how many of you guys have tried manipulate yourself through or know. A lot of them seem to hear bad experiences from their friends.
Yes.
And they, you know, don't want to make that same mistake, or they do make that mistake.
Right.
So, and I always got to throw this in. What's the worst advisor on Medicare?
The worst?
The worst. Wouldn't it be your neighbor's?
Yes.
Old neighbor's, brother-in-law's sister, her uncle.
That lives out of state.
It lives in, lives out of the country.
Oh, yeah. But, absolutely. You know,
and they're like, they have the spectacular plan.
Yes.
And don't do anything without doing what we did.
Right.
And they're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So don't talk about it with relatives. Come
That's
see
right.
us.
Oh, I love this song.
It must, now, it should be Wilson Pickett, but he's probably got a different.
It says Wilson Pickett. All right. But I don't know. Maybe
then
it is.
I'm going to take you at your word. I thought he was going to slip this in and say it was Sam the Sham or something. There you go. Great song, 1965. So, everyone, have a wonderful, safe Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy. Weather's supposed to be pretty decent.
Yes.
So, get out there and plant your flowers. My wife's going to be buying all kinds of stuff this weekend, I'm sure.
For you to plant.
I'll be there. We made a deal. I'll pay for it. You plant it.